Masechet Kelim, Perek Yud Het, Mishnah Zion Hill will talk about the detached leg of a bed that became Tameh with Tum'at Midras and was attached and then separated from the bed. Mishnah says, Kera Shehayeta Tameha Midras V'Hibera Lemita, a detached leg of a bed that had Tum'at Midras and someone then connected it to a Tahor bed. So the leg was detached from the bed. A Zav rested on it, and then the leg was reattached to the bed. It was reassembled and reattached to the bed. Kula Teme'a Midras. The entire bed becomes Tameh with Tumat Midras, because it's attached to the leg that has Tumat Midras. Anything Kula Mechobar La Tameh, Tameh, anything connected to something Tameh, becomes Tameh as well. Peresha hi teme'a midras. If the leg comes off, the leg is still tameh with tumat midras. Vehamita maga midras. The bed is now tameh as a rishon because it came in contact with the midras. The leg is no longer connected to the bed, so the bed no longer shares that avha tum'ah, that original status of the leg, but it still touched the leg, so it's considered to be a rishon to the tum'ah. Now we'll talk about the same case, about a detached leg of a bed that was tameh with tum'at met, with corpse tum'ah. Hayeta teme'ah tum'at shiv'ah v'chibera lemita. The leg was tameh with 7-day tum'ah, which is corpse tum'ah, not tum'at midras, and someone then connected it to a tahor bed. Kula teme'ah tum'at shiv'ah. The entire bed becomes tameh with the corpse tum'ah, since it's attached to the leg that's tameh with the 7-day tum'at met. Peresha hi teme'ah tum'at shiv'ah. The leg comes off, the leg is still tameh with the 7-day corpse tum'ah. V'hamita teme'ah tum'at arev. But the bed is now tameh with a 1-day tum'ah, a rishon, a 1-day, the arev, the one night, basically. Tum'ah, it's a rishon, because it came into contact with something that had the tum'at met. Now we'll talk about the same case, a detached leg of a bed that was a rishon, not an ava tum'ah. Hayta teme'ah tum'at erev v'chibera lemita. If the leg was tameh with a 1-day tum'ah, and somebody then connected it to the bed, kula teme'ah tum'at erev, the bed becomes tameh with the 1-day tum'ah, the same as the leg of the bed. Peresha hi teme'ah tum'at erev v'hamita tehora. If the leg comes off the bed, the leg is still tameh with 1-day tum'ah, but the bed is completely tahor. So the leg is still tameh with the 1-day tum'ah, but the bed is completely tahor. Even though the bed touched the leg is a rishon, and the rishon cannot make a bed tameh. Utensils can become tameh only through contact with an avah tum'ah, not a rishon la tum'ah. V'chein hashen shel mader. The same law applies to a prong of a pitchfork. A pitchfork is made of metal prongs. They were put into the head of a wooden pole or a stick. If the prong becomes tameh while it was detached from the pitchfork and was then attached, then the pitchfork is going to have the same level of tum'ah as the prongs, either an avat tum'ah or a rishon, like the same case like we had with the bed. If the prongs come off, the prongs are still the original tum'ah that they had, when the pitchfork is going to be viewed as something that touched the prong. If the prong was an ava tum'ah, the pitchfork is a rishon. If the prong was a rishon, then the pitchfork is going to be a tahor, again, because a utensil could become tameh only if it's in contact with an ava tum'ah, not a rishon.